Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Ko te kaupapa o te kōrerorero I tēnei rā, ko te haereere. The kaupapa of today's dialogue is all about travel.
E haere ana māua ko taku ipo ki Kānata.
Nē, e haere ana kōrua ki reira ki te aha.
Ki te hararei. Kua tai koe ki reira?
Kaore anō, engari e hiahia ana. Āhia kōrua wehe ai.
Ā pōpō māua wehe ai.
Māhia kōrua haere ai ki te taunga wakarererangi.
Mārunga pahi pea.
Kāti, māku kōrua e hari atu.
Nē? Kei te pai tēnā?
Ai, kei te pai noiho.
Tēnā koe e hoa. Kāti, me pōkai au I taku tueke.
Tēnā koutou katoa e whakarongo mai nā, nau mai huki mai ki te īpāho o Everyday Māori, ko Hemi Kelly ahau.
Ko Āpera Woodfine ahau.
You just heard today's kōrerorero, today's dialogue between two people talking about travel. Travel in te reo Māori, te haereere.
Te haereere.
Te haereere.
Ka pai ho, let's break it down bit by bit.
Kia hoki ki te tīmatanga o te kōrerorero, let's go back to the beginning of the dialogue. Kei a koe hoa.
I kio, I said, e haere ana māua ko taku ipo ki Kānata. So who's going travelling here?
Māua. Māua. And māua is a...
It's a pronoun, yeah?
It's a pronoun. Pronoun, yeah, I was looking for the word.
We're doing a little pronoun test here.
Oh, the pronouns in te reo Māori. Do you remember when you learnt the pronouns?
I'm still learning them, Ehoa.
Aye. We've got our single pronouns, dual pronouns.
And all those other ones.
And all those other pronouns. So explain who māua is.
So whoever I'm speaking to, māua is referring to me and somebody else who's maybe not here with me, or maybe is with me, maybe is part of a group that I'm part of, but the person I'm speaking to is not included in that circle.
So me and one other. Not the listener. So it translates to we.
We.
Us. You give me the information who that person is. E haere ana māua ko taku ipo. So you name the person. Not with their name, but you say ko taku ipo, which is?
Lover.
Oh, your lover. How long has this been going on and you're already heading off to Canada? Kānata, Canada. Ipo. Yeah, ipo is lover, could be girlfriend, boyfriend, partner, someone you're dating. And there's lots of beautiful words for ipo in te reo Māori. That's just one.
He tino pai tērā ki au, ipo.
The ipo. He pai hoki ki au te tau. I also like tau. The word tau, taku tau, my darling.
Kia ora.
We'll just look at the tense here. What's the tense? E haere ana māua ko taku ipo ki Kānata.
We've got an e ana structure here, so ongoing action. So
present
tense. Yeah.
I present. The ongoing part of it can be understood in some contexts, but here I would understand this as we're going to Canada. So it's that present, even though you're leaving maybe tomorrow or next week. It's still that same saying as in English: we're going.
We're going. Okay.
E haere ana. You could also say, kei te haere māua ko taku ipo ki Kānata.
Kia ora.
I'm surprised. So I express like I'm, a little bit surprised. And I express that by saying, nē. Nē. Really? E haere ana kōrua ki reira ki te aha. So we've got another pronoun, kōrua. Testing you now. What's kōrua? Who's kōrua?
You two.
Yeah. It's like the reverse of māua. We're going, māua. And I'm like, oh, you two are going, kōrua. E haere ana kōrua ki reira. So you're going there, ki te aha, to do what? And reira here is really useful because we've already like established the place.
We've already said kānata.
We don't need to repeat that. We can just use reira for there. E haere ana kōrua ki reira ki te aha.
Ki te hararei.
So you're going there to do what? You're going there to have a holiday. Ki te hararei. Great translate there. Hararei.
Hararei.
Ko tō pātai ki au, then you ask me a question.
I asked you, kua tai koe ki reira?
Kua tai koe ki reira. Have you been there? Have you been there? Tai is literally arrive. But in this sentence, we're asking, have you been there? Kua tai koe ki reira. Ko taku whakautu, my response is, kaore anō. What's your interpretation? Kaore anō.
Not yet.
Engari e hia hia ana.
So, not yet, but I want to.
Ai. Ka pātai atu au ki a āpera. I ask āpera, āhea kōrua wehe ai. Pronoun again, kōrua, you two. Āhea, we're talking about
when
in the future. Āhea kōrua wehe ai. When are you two
leaving
wehe? I could say haere, āhea kōrua haere ai, when are you going? But I want to use another verb, āhea kōrua wehe ai, when are you two leaving? Just a note with the structure, āhea, who, what, ai. That's the order of the words. Āhea kōrua wehe ai.
Kia ora, ko taku whakautu, my response is, āpōpō māua wehe ai.
Jeez, you better get packing.
I haven't packed yet.
Apopo. So, tomorrow, we're leaving. Apopo māua wehe ai.
I love the kupu apopo because all the vowels have a macron.
Apopo.
Apopo, yeah.
Apopo. And going back to structure, we've got the time word. Apopo māua, who, wehe, what, ai. Ai follows the verb in the structure. That's important to remember.
We're going to find an ai at the end of these sentences speaking about the future.
Ai. In this next sentence, mahia kōrua haere ai ki te taunga wakarererangi.
So I interpret this as, how are you travelling? How are you getting to the airport?
Kia ora. Taunga wakarererangi, airport. Mahia, how are you getting? It could also be what way are you going, but in this context, we know it's how you're getting there. Note again, the structure, the order of the words with this sentence structure, we were talking about how someone's going to travel. We start with mā here, how, kōrua, who, haere, what, ai. Ai follows the verb. So the same structure as the previous sentence. Mahia kōrua haere ai ki te taunga wakarererangi. Hea tō whakahoki. What's your answer?
Marunga pahi pea. So, maybe by bus. Probably by bus.
Kia ora. Marunga pahi pea. Tell me about your knowledge of using runga when talking about travel.
Marunga. We use marunga when we're going to board something, right? We're going to use some means of transport to get from one place to another.
In te reo Māori, the idea, the whakaaro is that we travel on everything that transports us. So whether we're on a hoiho or a skateboard or a turuira, you're on top of it. Kei runga koe te waka. Mā runga pahi pea. That pairs, you're a bit uncertain, unsure.
I'm fishing for an invite for a drive.
Yeah. And you get it. Ka ati, well then, mā ku kōru e hari atu.
Ka pai.
I'll take you. Māku, I will, kōrua, you two, e hari atu, carry. You know, I'll take you.
Hari is an appropriate verb for taking people.
I hear that used a lot. You hear that from native speakers, but there's also other words that are really similar, like kawe. Māku kōrua e kawe atu, e mau atu, e hari atu. So he was fishing for that ride, and he's pretending to be surprised.
Oh, ne,
ne.
Ai, kotaku kōrero ko ne.
Ne.
Another use of ne here. Ne. Kei te pai tēnā.
Kei te pai tēnā. Ai, kei te pai noiho. Yeah, no problem. Ai, kei te pai noiho. That little noiho on the end just adds that, you know, it's not an issue at all. No problem. Kei te pai noiho. It's all good.
Ka pai. So I acknowledge Hemi for this. Tēnā koe hoa. And then I say, kāti, me pōkai au I taku tueke. Me pōkai. Hea tēnei.
Pōkai.
Tūmahi, e hoa?
Pōkai. Pōkai. To fold something. To gather something together. So you're using it in relation to your tueke. Taku tueke. Kei te mōhio koe hea te tueke. Do you know what tueke is?
Ko te luggage?
Yeah, it's... You've got your peke. Your peke is your peke. Your kete is your kete. Your tueke is like your suitcase.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Me pōkai au I taku tueke. So that verb is really good to use to say I want to pack my bag. Me pōkai au I taku peke. Me pōkai au I taku tueke. And you've used kāti again as well, which is like that kind of changing the subject, like moving on. Well, I better get to it. Kāti. Me pōkai au I taku tueke.
Could I use pōkai to say, gonna pōkai, ka pōkai au I taku kai?
Te rāpea, mehemea koe hāre ana ki te pikiniki. You know, maybe if you're like going to a picnic and you're gonna kind of wrap up your kai in a basket. Yeah, I don't see anything wrong with that. You said thanks to me. What was your way of saying thanks?
Tēnā koe e hoa.
Ka pai. Ka pai. Koe rā te kōrero rero. That's this week's dialogue.
Ka pai. So now that we have a better understanding of the reo, the language that's used in this kōrero, let's have another listen through. E haere ana māua ko taku ipo ki kānata.
Nē, e haere ana kōrua ki reira ki te aha.
Ki te hararei. Kua tai koe ki reira.
Kaore anō, engari e hiahia ana. Āhia kōrua wehe ai.
A pōpō māua wehe ai.
Māhia kōrua hāre ai ki te taunga wakarererangi.
Mārunga pahi pea.
Kāti, māku kōrua e hari atu.
Ne? Kei te pai tēnā?
Ai, kei te pai noiho.
Tēnā koe e hoa. Kāti, me pōkai au I taku tueke.
Ka pai. And just to finish up today's episode, let's ask a few questions. Let's go back to the talking points. What is another way you could say this sentence using another tense? E haere ana māua ko taku ipo ki kānata.
Kei te haere māua ko taku ipo ki kānata.
Kia ora, kei te tika. And what is another word for ipo?
Ko tau, tau. Tetahi.
Taku tau, taku ipo.
Hea tetahi atu.
Taku tōrere.
Tōrere, kia ora.
Taku taringi.
Taringi.
Darling. Taku taringi. Ko taku hoa ne. Most people you hear just saying, taku hoa, my mate, but it's their mate. Ai.
Can you say hoa rangatira?
Hoa rangatira. Ai, hoa rangatira, yeah. Hoa wahine, hoa tāne. Going back to hoa rangatira, when I teach this and this comes up in class sometimes, people are like, nah, I'm not going to call them my hoa rangatira. They're not my boss. And if you think about it, well, you're both each other's hoa rangatira. You're both each other's noble friend. It goes both ways. Ai.
He pai ki au tērā whakaaro. He pātai tāku e hoa. If I am speaking to you as kōrua, what pronoun would you use to respond to me?
Ka pai. Pātai mai. Give me a question and I'll answer.
Kei te aha kōrua a pōpō?
Ka pai. I would use māua. You said, kei te aha kōrua a popo, what are you two doing tomorrow? Kei te noho māua I te kāinga a popo. We're staying home tomorrow. Kei te noho māua I te kāinga a popo. Pai te nā pātai. Just let's go back and forth with the pronouns that switch when we have a conversation. Kei te pehi a koe.
Kei te pai a hau.
Ka pai, so koe and a hau are going to switch when we have a kōrero. Kei te pehi a kōrua.
Kei te pai māua.
Ka pai, so kōrua e māua. Kei te pehi a koutou.
Kei te pai tātou. Kao? Kei te pai mātou.
Ka pai. Koutou, mātou. And then the other ones are tāua. You and me and tātou, all of us. Ka pai tēnā. Oh, and then we've got them as well. Rāua and rātou.
Oh, a lot of pronouns.
Yeah. Moving on. We're travelling. We're travelling. How are you getting there? What's your question?
Mahia koe, haere ai.
Mahia koe, haere ai. Travelling by car.
Marunga motoka.
Marunga motoka.
Au haere ai.
Ka pai, ka pai. And then let's just give the short form for this while we're on it. Mahia atu koe. Mahia atu koe. How are you getting there? That's the short way to ask the question.
Ah, mahia atu koe.
Just the colloquial way.
You know, cool.
Shortcut. Mahia atu koe. How are you getting there? Marunga waka. Marunga pahi.
Ka pai. It's good to know those short forms, right?
Yeah, we love a shortcut.
Mm.
Okay. Pātai whakamutunga. Hea te kupu Māori mo te luggage.
Ko te tueke.
Ko te tueke. Ka pai. Ka pai hoa. Tēnā rā koutou e whakarongo mai nā kia māua. We'll be back a te rā wiki with a brand new episode.
Hei kona.
Hei kona.
Everyday Māori supported by Te Mā Tāwai.
Kia ukai pō anō te reo.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.